Whether unconscious or overt, racism remains a sensitive issue in America, even here in Sonoma County, where a local chapter of Racial Justice Allies has been quietly active for the past 5 years. Lillian Dignan is an active member of that group.
Sonoma County does have a really large population of white folks, and certainly a lot of progressive-minded white folks, but having progressive politics doesn't always go hand in hand with having done deep anti-racist work, and that's what Racial Justice Allies is really trying to focus on, is helping people to do that deep thinking around racism specifically and not just progressive politics in general.
The main activity of the Racial Justice Allies of Sonoma County is holding monthly dialogues, free and open to the public, that examine various aspects of attitudes and actions around race. This week, the subject is the idea of reverse racism, and Dignan, yes, she's white too, will co-lead that conversation.
This month's dialogue is about debunking the lie of reverse racism, helping folks who might have a sense that quote-unquote reverse racism doesn't exist, help those people to have a deeper understanding of why that idea of reverse racism isn't true and how that's perpetuated racism in our country.
Although the phrase seems to be heard more frequently these days, Dignan quickly points out that it really isn't anything new.
The phrase reverse racism first came out in the 60s or 70s. Conservative politicians or pundits using that term to rally white folks against civil rights progress. And so those ideas came out as a backlash to affirmative action and other progress in the civil rights movement. And this idea of reverse racism was and is a way to undo some of that good work.
Even so, reverse racism can be hard to define.
A lot of what we like to do is to have people co-create definitions, like what is our shared understanding of this. But the general idea is that, quote unquote, reverse racism is people of color being racist against white folks.
But Dignan says that upon closer examination, that claim doesn't really hold up.
Racism isn't just judging someone by the color of their skin. It's doing that with privilege and power packed in. So without those elements, the definition of racism doesn't make sense.
Providing that sort of analysis will be one focus of the two-hour early evening session. But the goal, says Dignan, is that it be both educational and empowering.
The key point that we really want folks to walk away with is from their own deeper understanding of the lie of reverse racism, be able to explain that to other people in moments where it needs to be named.
Those conversations can arise most anywhere, Dignan says, as an unexpected manifestation of longstanding, often deeply hidden cultural biases.
So much of the insidiousness of racism is sort of the water that you drink growing up in America. And I think it's so important and helpful to be able to address the everyday conversations where this is coming up all the time.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.